beautiful morning. The sun is just booming over downtown Lansing. We're at the Radisson Hotel. It's at the Ag Club Breakfast. We're also here for Ag Day at the Capitol. We're brought to you by Michigan Farm Bureau and Greenstone Farm Credit Services. Thanks so much for listening to the program this morning. We had Doug Buehler on a little bit earlier. We brought him back. I had some more questions. He is the interim dean at the MSU College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. I'll have to increase your pay since I got you back here. I wanted to talk with you, Doug, a little bit more about an interesting question as I'm bebopping around just trying to find interesting things to talk about. There's been some media attention given to education as and career option in recent months, and agriculture also always hasn't been the positive side of that story. How do you respond to these journalistic shots, if you will, and are there career opportunities for students earning degrees in agriculture and natural resources, maybe even beyond farming?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were certainly not we're very disappointed to see some of those types of stories, because if we look at the reality of placement data, salaries, and so on, our students do very, very well, and actually we have in many of our majors, there are more job opportunities than there are students, and so we really need to look at expanding our pool of how we recruit young people, and back to this idea of what we do is we apply science to feeding people, to protecting the environment, and those types of things, and young people who are interested in science and international policy and economics, that those things are right smack in the middle of what agriculture is today. It's not milking cows and driving tractors and those types of things. It is big business, and it's really something that's, it's a message that we are really working hard to get out there, because we do believe that we have very good opportunities for young people.
MSU has a unique and probably underemphasized role in educating the future leaders in agriculture.
Yes, that's something that is obviously very, very important to us, and as you look at the dynamic nature of the world right now, and agriculture is right in the middle of that, this, how quickly the technology and things change, what we're really concentrating more on is how do we educate young people, and not only young people, all the people in the industry, to be able to continually pick up on what's going on in the world and use that information, because the things that you might have been taught 10, 15 years ago, maybe even two or three, often change very quickly with genetic technology, with changing international policy. All of these things change almost daily. And being able to stay on top of those things and network with colleagues and clients and markets is something that has always been important, but it is more important now than it's ever been, and I suspect that the future will be even more, it'll be even more important.
How has the recruiting base changed in recent years for the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources? You mentioned that salary and benefits were more attractive.
Well, it's a changing dynamic. We just don't have that really large pool of kids coming off the farm like we used to have. It was pretty common for a small farm to have, you know, 5, 6, 7 kids. Now there are large farms with 1 or 2. You know, those students are still an extremely important core to us, but the simple reality is that we've got to recruit more broadly. I think maybe a simple way of putting it is we used to bring students to our campus who knew agriculture and needed to learn about science. Now we maybe need to reverse that a little bit. Find young people who are very interested in science and technology and teach them about agriculture and prepare them to be really leaders and participants in agriculture as a major international business.
How do you find those people?
Well, part of it is that some of the courses that we might teach, review, because a lot of students change majors at least once when they're in college. And so one of the things we're doing, in addition to recruiting outside of MSU, we're also looking harder at how do we recruit within MSU, because the largest single major at Michigan State University is undeclared. And a lot of students come in, as all of us thought we knew what we were going to be when we grew up, and you get new experiences. And so the internal recruiting is very important to us. We're reaching out more to community colleges to help pave the way for kids who start in community colleges for various reasons, whether it's economic, et cetera, to have a smooth way into MSU and into our programs. Because the thing about a lot of our programs, the most agricultural programs in Michigan, MSU is the only place that you can get some of those degrees. And so we have to work very hard to make sure that there's access to those programs. And again, we're putting young people in a position that they can take advantage of that.
Those kids get educated and they see the salaries that they can make, but I'm sure they're nervous if they can find a job.
Well, I mean, that's certainly always the case. But as I said earlier, right now, our placement rates are as high as just about anywhere in the college, and in the university, and we have an increasing pay rates. And so we feel that we're very competitive for young people. And so we're really working hard to make sure to get that message out, because I think we're really often, as you said earlier, about the industry in general is a little bit misunderstood or really is not fully... isn't fully informed. We have the same situation with a lot of young people on our campus.
Deb Buehlers, the interim dean at the MSU College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Sir, thanks.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.